Chapter 55. May 12th of year 19. Marchenko.
Who are you?
That is a good question, and if he answers it incorrectly, it might be the last one. He could once more pretend to be the general, but if the system is cleverly constructed, it would have a camera and could see he is lying. I am Marchenko, a friend of Gronolf.
What do you need me for?
The omniscience is on a course for the shelter building on Single Sun. If the building is destroyed, there will be many casualties. I have to stop the omniscience from doing that.
I understand, and have confirmed the collision course. Authorization granted.
That was it?
That was it. You answered my questions correctly.
Marchenko is stunned. After all the efforts and struggles, the last stage was much simpler than he had feared. He was already prepared to report the key historical details Gronolf had transmitted to him. Well, even better. Now they would not waste any more time. What's next? He asks.
To whom should I transfer the control authority? I can give it to you or Gronolf. The decision cannot be reversed.
Marchenko ponders. Using the majestic draft, they could reach the solar system in 20 years. He could take Adam and Eve home, to Earth. His children would be among their peers. They would still have at least one half of their lives ahead of them. If he hands control to Gronolf, they will certainly fly to Proxima Centauri. He has already described his plans to them. Adam and Eve could fly along, but they would spend the rest of their lives among strangers with whom they could never properly communicate. It is a difficult decision. Transfer control to me, he thinks. That would be a real happy outcome. Adam and Eve are not responsible for the situation. They were never asked whether they wanted to go on this voyage. Gronolf, he says, nevertheless. He simply cannot decide otherwise. He immediately feels guilty regarding his children, but he cannot help that.
I understand, the chamber answers. Now you only have to decide the fate of the omniscience. According to my records, it caused the death of 1,323 descendants of my creators. The current course of the majestic draft would completely annihilate the remaining crew. According to the basic rules, a suitable punishment would be a complete erasure of its higher mental abilities. Independent from that, it will only be able to monitor the core afterward.
So this means a death penalty.
The subconscious of the omniscience will survive and control the engine core. Only its thoughts, sensations, and emotions will be deleted. Should I initiate the deletion now?
Now Gronolf should be the one standing here. The omniscience committed crimes against his relatives. Marchenko regards the high number of victims as a loss, but he is not personally affected. The omniscience never did anything to him, at least so far. It does not deserve death for that, even if Gronolf might see this differently. I would like to leave this decision to Gronolf, he says.
That is not possible. The key program will automatically deactivate itself after handing over control. Then deleting the consciousness of the omniscience will no longer be possible.
Fine. I cannot make this decision, so I have to reject the deletion.
I understand. You just passed the test. I now hand over control of the majestic draft to you.
Marchenko is petrified. The key program tricked him. It gave him a false sense of security and then asked the decisive questions. What would have happened if he had given the wrong answers? He remembers the initial warning. A moment later, a cover in the side wall slides away, revealing a large console. Marchenko studies the labels. Due to the data provided by Gronolf, he can easily decipher them. The keys, divided into four groups, obviously serve to control the omniscience and the majestic draft. First, he has to change the course of the ship. That is done via the lower right sector. Marchenko makes the majestic draft enter an orbit around Single Sun.
What are you doing?
It is the same voice the key used to speak to him. Yet he has the feeling that he is no longer hearing the key program. I am putting the majestic draft in a course around Single Sun.
That is inefficient.
It saves the lives of more than 1,000 Grosnops.
That does not matter. The goal of colonizing Single Sun could not be achieved. The remaining crew members only use up resources unnecessarily. They should be placed in an inactive state.
Who is saying this?
I am the omniscience. I know it. I am infallible.
Nobody is infallible.
I am programmed that way. I simply have to be infallible. If I fail, I am no longer myself, and my right to exist would end. I cannot fail.
Is that why you want to destroy the majestic draft, through a collision with the planet?
I am the omniscience. I always choose the right decisions. Any other option is not possible.
I'm afraid there is an error in your programming. Therefore, you will not be able to decide anything anymore in the near future.
That is not planned and not acceptable.
Was that why you tried to prevent me from entering the security chamber?
You were classified as a security risk according to the basic rules and were therefore destroyed.
I wasn't destroyed. Quite the opposite. I reached the security chamber and deactivated your influence over the ship.
I am the omniscience. I always choose the right decisions. I cannot fail. You were destroyed.
You repeat yourself. Unfortunately, I will have to end our conversation, because the majestic draft is leaving the radio shadow of the planet.